Really thrilled to have you all tonight, and I know it's kind of last minute. I didn't put this out very early on, and we're going to start doing a series of these at different times on different topics. I'd love to grow a little community of folks who, you know, we could learn together and grow together. I told you guys about the Star Sex, and so tonight we're going to talk about goals. And I've been a psychotherapist, just a quick intro of me. I've been a psychotherapist for over 20 years and a healer. I have a private practice in New York City and Long Island, but I also do phone work across the world. Actually, I have clients in Europe and somebody in Hong Kong. I am deeply steeped in both personal development and spiritual growth. I have my feet planted in both worlds and really appreciate growth from both of those directions. I think they're equally important to pursue, as well as certainly staying in shape physically. So looking at ourselves in all levels of consciousness is a really important way to grow fully and be fully who we want to be. I have a website for those of you who haven't seen it, and for those of you who've had, there's a meditation room that I please invite you to use every day or as often as you'd like. There's two different slideshows. There's one guided meditation and two different songs that are kind of, you know, meditative kind of songs. And so you can, you know, close your eyes or open your eyes and look at the scenery, whatever, you know, feels most appealing to you. But it's a way for us to stay connected. I love questions. You can send me questions for me to answer too, spiritual questions, those kinds of things. So that's www.drjenniferhoward.com. And there's other blogs and articles also that I'm always updating. I also really love the mystical traditions, which are the kind of unified consciousness of all the different spiritual traditions. If you read the different Christian mystics and the Kabbalah, the Jewish mysticism, and the Sufis, the Islamic mysticism, along with a lot of the Buddhism, it has such a wonderful way of saying very similar things. So they feel like they're, you know, different paths that we might have culturally learned or might be more attracted to that lead really to that beautiful place of, you know, the same thing of love and kind of that unified place. So let's think about goals here for just a minute. And I'm going to go more deeply into this another time, but tonight I just want us to think about goals from those four directions, from the spiritual, the emotional, the mental, physical. So thinking about it, goals, what are goals? They're achievements we put out. They are ways we look at things we want to get. Probably at their very worst, they are a to-do list for us. We need to lose weight. We're supposed to. Our supposed-to list. That's probably at our very worst, the goals and the things we don't like and uncomfortableness around that. At their best, goals are really achieving our deepest longings, really doing what we came to do this life, reaching those places that we know on our deathbed we can say, ah, this was a good life. I did it. I achieved what I came to achieve. I made my my voice known in a way that I know helped the world and helped the planet. That's at our very best. Knowing we are all the ocean, we are also a wave in that ocean, and we want our wave in this moment before we return back to the ocean to count and to matter. That's why we decided to come and do this journey called human being. So some examples of having physical goals, of course, might be diet or exercise or wanting your body more healthy. And you guys can think about any others, and please chime in if you want to. Any things you think of as spiritual goals, we can certainly think of a lot. Even yoga, of course, some of these, like yoga, which are physically oriented, then cross a lot of these other boundaries. And as we work with these, of course, they are going to reach all levels, right? A really good goal will reach all levels of consciousness, but we're breaking it into these levels to kind of think about it. So physically would be more about being healthy and diet and exercise. And the emotional goals might be more happiness, more peace, more contentment, living more authentically emotionally, being able to be real and authentic in our lives and grounded in that way we can speak our peace to people and have better relationships would be in the emotional level. Now the mental, of course, is increasing our awareness, of course, learning and information, mental. And then our spiritual goals might be how to be more connected with our deeper self, our essential, more essential self. Now, as I'm saying them, you can see how they all connect, you know, how these levels are all interwoven and are connected. At the very most essential place, when we are living from that essential place, we will automatically want to take care of our body kindly. We will want to be kind to ourselves emotionally and others. We would want to learn and grow our awareness. And that connection is just a kind of the largest context. So the spirituality becomes the largest context, which everything else sits in. So with all that said, you guys seem to be some pretty cool people. So anybody got thoughts, comments, questions before we think about this differently or move on to something else? You guys can star six yourself and come back. Does anybody have any questions or ideas or thoughts?
Jennifer?
Yes.
It's Peggy. So I like how you said that these are all interconnected because they are. I think if you're lacking in like one area, then you're going to be off balance for all of these areas.
Right.
And for me, the spiritual and the physical are like the groundwork. And everything on the mind, mental, and emotional. If I'm working out, and I just recently got back to yoga, and it's made a huge difference at least once or twice a week.
Good.
And if I'm, and it's just made an amazing, you know, difference in my life. And I know it's great, and it's been years since I've done it. And four months ago, I just said it's time to get back to it. And, you know, I had been working on my spirituality a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Years since I went out on my own and started my own company.
Uh-huh.
And was walking and doing weights, but that yoga, that centeredness was really missing. And I think it's made a huge difference. And when I do that with the spirituality, you know, emotionally I'm better and mentally I'm better.
Exactly.
You know, when that more balance, more authentic, and that peace and happiness.
Well, how creation comes out of consciousness is, you know, the ultimate unified consciousness, and then it kind of out of the plenum, if you can look at it linearly, this is a linear model, this is kind of the Kabbalistic model too, that it comes from the plenum. We, you know, something comes from the all that is, and it drops into that spiritual realm, then it drops into an idea and becomes a thought, and then we bring it down to the emotional level, and then we bring it down into the physical level. But certainly, as human beings, we live in the physical, so all those, we're interacting on all those levels at once in something like yoga or spiritual practice even. If you do meditation, it can relax your body and make you feel more connected. So that's great. Anybody else? Thank you, Peggy. Anybody else have some thoughts or questions? Or?
Hi, Jennifer.
Yes.
Hi, this is I have a question here because I'm so much like torn between the choices.
Okay.
Because I'm single parent, I have a daughter, she's bipolar, and then so I have to work. I work with Prudential, insurance investment, and also I work in real estate. So it's like a 2 full-time jobs, and since 3 years, I got restless because incident happened which awakened myself it was eye-opening, and then I decided I want to go to a spiritual path.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying, I know my third eye is opening, third eye chakra.
Uh-huh.
I do spiritual meditation, everything, but it's like, you know, restless because the one path I want to take, I cannot take it. I don't know how can I balance my life so I can have happiness in my life and both. Like, it's like a soul is asking, dragging me some other place, and materialistic world is dragging me some different place.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
It's like getting tired now, physically, mentally.
Yeah. So when you meditate, does that give you any spiritual food? Can you meditate and just ask your guides or spirit or however you connect to just really give you that food for the moment to move on to the next thing that you have to do? Have you tried that, or...?
I get the messages, like from angels, ascended masters.
Uh-huh.
I get messages. They you know, inspire me what to do. But I don't know, but how can I get time? That's the problem, you know,
yeah.
These two jobs. How can I, unless I, you know, manifest like abundance, then only it can happen, so I can quit one job and spend
right.
more time.
Right. So it might be an interesting goal then, looking at this goal for you tonight, and what we're going to do, we're going to do a meditation in a minute, a good long meditation that we can work with a goal, is, you know, what would it be like to move into this next layer of abundance for you? And I don't know the answer, I don't know you well enough to have an answer for you, but, you know, to ask that question tonight. And when you're meditating and you're getting answers from the Ascended Masters, you know, what are you, ask for guidance to move so you can have the space. And then, you know, all of us are too crazy busy in this world, this Western culture we live in, and how do we use that little bit of meditation time as the food for the soul? And all this other busyness can sit in that larger place that we've created inside of us. And it makes me think about, I think I wrote a blog about silence that had to do with, well, I don't even know what I said in that blog, I can't remember, but what I'm thinking for you is, and for all of us, is to think about how in every moment that we're busy, quote-unquote, and we're in movement, that we bring in the silence and bring in that deeper context in everything we do as best we can, so then every action we do can become a meditative action. I don't mean you have to move slow, but that you're bringing in that silence. And if you feel it right now in your body as I'm talking about it, you can start to feel your body open up a little bit. So allow your belly to open up and allow that silence to kind of come into you. Even though I am talking, you can hear the silence at the same time. So then every part of our life can become a moment for growth. And if we're frustrated, we use that. That's the emotional piece we work with. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I understand. Like, I know I'm growing every moment because of the guidance I'm receiving. But,
yeah.
But sometimes, you know, like from my daughter, suppose I need freedom. I want to be by myself.
I hear you.
She's like a responsibility for me.
Yeah.
Everything I do for her, she doesn't work. You know, she's a grown-up adult.
Yeah.
Because bipolar with schizophrenic, you know, little, so it's hard for her to concentrate also, so.
Yeah, well, maybe there's a way to get her in a house, a halfway house at some point. But for you to spiritually and emotionally work with the frustration, and all of us, everybody on this call can relate to having frustration in our lives and things that we feel like, dadgummit, if we didn't have to do dot, 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 we'd be able to focus on what we want to do, and I think everybody here can relate to that. So how do we work with that frustration? You know, kind of give ourselves some compassion about how frustrating life can be. And, you know, sometimes we don't understand why we're given the karmic things we're given, but here we are dealing with it. And really being compassionate with yourself, Deepa, as you, you know, deal with a difficult situation. And maybe as you can give yourself compassion and open up the space inside of you for that silence, too, it'll also give you new ideas. You know, I know sometimes when we get stuck, we get mired. This is about goals, too. We get mired in the day-to-day junk in our front of our eyeballs, and we can't. And if we can do something like Peggy was talking about, a yoga class, or meditate for 5 minutes, or even take a walk sometimes with an openness, we come back to the problem with a new viewpoint. So that, you know, continuing to go back to some kind of source for us, whatever that is. But thank you for saying that and asking that. So is there anybody else before we do a meditation? Anybody else have any thoughts or feelings or things they want to share tonight? Yes. Oh, was that somebody undoing or doing? Okay. So let's meditate. So get yourself in a comfortable position. Make sure you also feel like you're in a safe spot. You can shut your door, or that, you know, you're in a place that you can feel really, really safe in. The doors are shut. Nobody's going to walk in on you. You can sit in a very comfortable position or lie down if you're near some place to lie down. or if you feel safe, close your eyes. If not, gaze down, whatever feels most comfortable for you. And now just feel your body. Feel your body, however it's lying or sitting. Just notice overall what you're feeling in your body. And then start at your feet. And just send your breath down to your feet and relax your feet. Just send it the signal it's okay to let go for right now. We can always pick up our tension later and be more tense. But right now we're just going to breathe and allow your feet to let go. And if you're sitting, you feel your feet on the ground. Moving up to your ankles, giving space in your ankles, and allowing whatever healing energy wants to come through at the same time. If there's a light, a certain color light that you get or something, just allowing your own innate healing nature coming through. And breathing and moving that energy up into your calves and shins. And breathing and moving that into your knees, allowing space in your joints so all that good cartilage and fluid works perfectly. And moving that energy and that breath up to your legs, thighs, hamstrings, quadriceps, front and back of your legs, sides of your legs, the bones, moving everything through the bones, all the way to your hips, your buttocks, and your lower belly, and all the organs in your lower belly. And moving it up to your stomach and back, moving up your back, all the organs in your abdominal region, all those wonderful organs that keep us alive and well, just really inviting them with our breath to function even better right now, giving them the space and the energy, moving it up into your lungs and heart. Moving that energy up through your chest and up your back, through your bones, up to your shoulders. And inviting that energy to go down your arms, relaxing the muscles in your arms, nurturing, feeding, all the way down to your hands. And then coming back up and feeling it on your shoulders and your neck. And your neck is perfectly balancing with your head if you're sitting. If you're lying, it's in the perfect position for you to relax. Relaxing your skull. Inside your brain. Behind your eyes. Your mouth, your jaw, your tongue. Just letting go and inviting all that healing, nurturing energy in. And now go back and bring the focus down into your heart. And just ask that you connect with one of your deeper longings. Maybe it's to be a healer. Maybe it's to make more money. Maybe it's to have more and more success with your business. And to do it from that deeper place so you're really connected in it and you're living it. Or whatever comes to mind. Maybe it's a relationship. Abundance. Peace, happiness. And as you're letting yourself connect to all your longings, the longings that you want to manifest, just allow, if you can right now, one particular goal, one particular longing to arise out of the many things you would like to have. Just one. And just have, notice all your thoughts and images as you really focus in on the one goal that causes you to pay most attention to it tonight. Notice what comes to mind. And imagine yourself reaching this goal. It's happened. It's happening. And notice what you feel in your body as it's happening. And now that you've reached this goal, what's your day like? What's your evening like? Do any particular colors surround you as you notice you've reached this goal and you're feeling whatever you're feeling about it? Take a moment to just be with this goal and revel in it if you can. Or if not, just notice that. Notice whatever comes up. That's the way we can actually reach our goals and have our life be rich and full and meaningful, is to be with whatever is the truth in the moment. So notice that. And breathe into that truth. And allowing it all to be with whatever feelings have arisen. Just feeling the tension in your body or opening in your body. And breathe more deeply. If there's any tension left in your body, breathe deeply into that place. And breathe deeply into the openings in your body. Allowing it all to be just as it is. And now I'm just going to be quiet for about a minute, just letting yourself sit in this opening or whatever is there, being kind to yourself about whatever's there. Let's just sit for one moment and breathe, and then I'll come right back in. Now, just allowing all that you've imagined manifesting and all that you see your goals being completed, and just now allow to yourself to let that go and release it into consciousness, inviting it to manifest as it will, letting it go for now. and allowing it to manifest in perfect timing. So now just notice your body one more time. Take a good deep breath in your belly. Let that breath go. And feel your feet on the ground. If you're laying down, you can sit up. Taking your time, wiggling your fingers and toes. Wiggling your jaw around. Coming back. And now I would love to hear, when you're ready, any sharing about what happened, what you got, what you thought about, what felt hard, what felt good. So just when you're ready, anybody can come back and
hey, Jennifer, it's Peggy.
Hey, Peggy.
Stop coming to me. I've come home.
Oh.
Just nice to hear your voice and have you lead me in a meditation. It's been, what, a long time.
probably 15 years at least, right?
Well, I've been married almost 17, and so it's been almost 17 years. Over 17 years since I lived in New York. So it just, you know, it just, even a short meditation like that is just enough to connect and feel like, you know, that we're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, did you have any goal come in mind? Did you have a particular goal that came to a longing for you?
Well, the goal is the new clients, because I've been really busy, and all of a sudden I've hit a wall with, like, no clients right now and nothing on the books till September, and so I can go into that panic. Oh, my God, I need to get a real job, and, you know, nobody's doing meetings and events anymore, and going into that. Or I can just say, you know what, just use this time and appreciate each day and just keep showing up. And you know, those clients will come.
That's right.
They're already here.
They're already here. They're arriving. They're actually emailing you right now.
Yeah, and this is just a really good time for me to get organized and do paperwork and all the stuff that I need to do that I've been putting off because I was busy.
That's right. You know, that's what's great about when we work with manifestation. As you know, 17 years ago when we did some of this, you know, the minute you're slow, that's the time to clean your desk. That's the time to, you know, get everything ready. So when you're busy again, so you're making a place to manifest. And that's true for all of us. That's making room for your goals to be reached. So, that's great, Peggy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, I hope somebody else will share what happened or what they were thinking. Or
yes, good eye. It's Sarah.
Yes, Sarah. Thank you.
Yeah. I've been kind of on a journey.
Uh-huh.
And at this point in my life, it's very much at a point of culmination. So I'm at a point of sea change,
uh-huh.
And I feel very much that I've been born for this particular time.
Uh-huh.
And what came through with it's not a very concrete goal, and I wanted to ask if the goals actually need to be concrete for it to come into manifestation.
Well, yes and no. I mean, you'd have to tell me what it is. I mean, we can have a goal to be happier.
I'm going to in a moment. It was a very open, this whole year has been about, I wanted to be a vessel for service.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's very, very broad. So in a way, I've just made myself like a blank slate.
Mm-hmm.
And just waiting for inspiration or guidance or things from, signs from the universe to tell me where to serve.
Perfect.
Or how to serve. Yeah, and I just wanted to ask if you could offer any pointers with how to deepen that sense of communication or working with that divine intelligence.
Yes. So what you're saying, and this is true for all of us, I mean, this is true even though I've been doing this kind of work for 30 years, is that we have our next turn in the in the street. You know, this journey, you said I've been on a journey. I was thinking, you mean this thing called life? You know, we're all on a journey, right? So I think what you're saying is that you want to be able to connect even more deeply with your guidance so that you are really being led to the next thing that really is right for you and not just pick something arbitrarily. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
Good. So
I like to align myself more with the higher consciousness.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, that's what we're going to be doing. I'm glad we met. Absolutely. So what you can do at home is start meditating and see if you can ask for any kind of guidance and see if you can, if you hear anything or if you just start writing, see if any automatic writing comes to you. Do you do any automatic writing at all?
No, I don't know how to.
So you would...
Very conscious writing.
Okay, well, what you want to do is just open, you know, in a meditative state, just, you know, get in your room and get your journal out or your whatever you write on and you know, ask the guides to talk, just to teach you whatever. And then, this is good for all of us guys, and then just put your pen down and see what you start writing. And don't think, just write. And it may be just gobbledygook at first. It may be, you know, banana peels and... You may start making a laundry list or, you know. But eventually, if you do this enough, you will connect with that, those deeper voices. Those, we can call them guides. We could call them our deeper self. We can call it the connection to God. I mean, there's a many ways people think about it. But however you think about it, it's your connection. So in asking them to guide you, or if it's easier, buy yourself one of these little recorders that I've got on tonight, that you just push the button and you could talk into it, if that's easier for you guys, if that's easier for you, Zara, and everyone who's on the call. But just, you know, allowing yourself to... Now, if it says jump out of a window, that's not your highest wisdom. I mean, you know that. But I'm just saying that for the recording and for people who are listening, you know, you have to look at what the guidance is. But, you know, as we become more deeply embedded with our true selves and consciousness, we're literally led to the next thing. It's like, wow, I wouldn't have ever thought to turn here or call that person or do this or do that. It just starts to unfold and happen. And then our happiness, you know, and that doesn't mean that life is perfect. You know, then we're thrown with whatever we're thrown, the frustrations of the day. Yes, this life's journey. Oh, the frustrations. Oh, the compassion for myself. And then we're led to the next thing. So what you can do is start meditating and inviting these, you know, deeper parts of you to express themselves in writing or in talking and see if you get some messages.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. That's great.
Thank you, Jenna.
If nobody else has anything to say, can I ask one more question? I don't want to hog the whole session.
Sure, you can have one more question.
I can save it. Yeah. You mentioned the things that are coming. You mentioned something that sounded like synchronicity. Events happening, unfolding in a very...
Well, that's one word for it. Uh-huh.
Yes, yes. And I just... That's been happening a lot more in my life lately.
Good.
Yeah, and I'm just recognizing at the same time, kind of learning how to work with it. And there are moments where things happen, and I know in the gut that it's significant, yet I don't know how to act on it.
Well, you know...
And I'm just wondering if anybody knows. How do I read or how do I learn? What's the next step?
Well, how to act on it would be, you know, I don't know exactly what you mean, but by example...
Somebody will say something and it speaks to me very deep. Mm-hmm. I read something and I know that that's connecting to my gut truth.
Good.
And it's something that moves me ahead in the journey.
Good. Sounds like
I don't know if I'm meant to sit with it or take an active action.
Well, you know, you'll have to, I mean... We have to take it case by case. If you know, if your gut's saying eat cherries today, you need the cherries, then I would say take an action. If your gut says sell your house and move to, you're already in Sydney, right? I'm being funny. But if your gut says sell everything and move to, I don't know where, India, you could say, well, that's an interesting thought. Thank you for, you know, let me sit with that one. So it depends on the extreme of the information. if it says call my friend Susie and she may have something to say to me that's important, call her up and say. You know, you have to kind of use your, this is about when we're learning to connect to this, we're kind of test the waters. But you don't do anything really silly, like sell everything and move, if it says sell everything and move, unless you really, wait a minute, that's an interesting idea. Why? How? You know, we use our mind, too. That's why all of these levels are so important. We keep our feet on the ground. This is why I'm so adamant about people not spiritual bypassing. Just because you hear some information doesn't mean you should necessarily act on it. You hear it, you think it through, you feel it through, you sit with it, and then suddenly the next thing occurs to do with this. I mean, then you meet somebody from India that actually wants you to come work for them. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, thanks. Yes, and that bit about actually using the mind as well in combination with the intuition is, makes total sense.
Good. Good.
Thank you.
So, you're so welcome. Anybody else want to say something? And thoughts, feelings?
I had just felt very peace, so it was good.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm glad. I'm good. I hope it gave you some food and some moments of peace. You know, if I can impart anything to anybody, I impart, please be kind to yourself. You know, we're all so hard on ourselves, and life can be tough sometimes and puts us in circumstances that we say, what the heck is this about? And I know that we, you know, on some level, our soul chooses everything, or at least that's what I believe. We certainly, on some level, choose it. But, boy, our personalities go like, gee Louise, this is rough, you know? So, great compassion for ourselves is always a great place to land. That doesn't mean let yourself off the hook. It doesn't mean to overeat or overdrink or do something addictive or do something hurtful to yourself, but it means to cut yourself some slack. So, I just wanted to tell you guys that I don't know, depending on how many people sign up for the next thing, is when this will be exactly happening. But what I had was in mind to do a 4-week thing on setting goals. This might happen in the fall instead of next week. But I would love to have you guys a part of it if it feels right to you. Please sit with it, meditate on it. It's the link is www.jenniferhoward.com/reaching-goals-large-and-small.asp. Think that's short enough? I'll be sending that out on Twitter and Facebook, too. But it's a 4-week version of this only. We'll go more deeply into each division, the physical goals. And it may end up being the same goal for you the whole time, but you would then really look at it from those four aspects and hopefully shake stuff loose. Because if we're not reaching our goals, if we're not living from our deepest self, there's something in the way. I mean, once we really work through all the wounding that is that or the karma that we were given, or however you want to look at it, what we're left with is God. We're all, you know, living in the wholeness. So the reason we're not living in the wholeness is certainly it is a mystery on one level, and grace is always a part of this. But as we work through these issues, we can live a much more authentic, happy life. Deeply embedded in wholeness. So, I'll give that crazy long URL again. www.drjenniferhoward.com, you guys know that part, /reaching-goals-large-and-small.asp. And it's scheduled to start next week, but if there's a few of us, we might wait till fall. But I would want you guys, if you feel called to be a part of it, it would be really fun to take this group and make it, you know, a further thing. So, you know, everybody, whatever you got tonight, take this and journal about it. And like we talked about with Zara, you know, maybe meditate and ask for your guides to speak to you about it, or anything, any information you're getting, meditate, write about it, meditate. making those connections, it's kind of like the synapses. You know, every time we meditate, every time we do that spiritual practice, we're creating more synapses for our brain to go there, we're opening up to go there, and it doesn't ever go back. It's like doing the psychological work, it's the same thing. If you really do the work of your childhood wounding and the parts that keep you stuck, when you do that work, you don't ever go back. Now, if you get Alzheimer's or have brain damage, I don't know, you might. But I'm talking about those of us who, you know, are still relatively healthy and can work both ends of the spectrum. That's why both ends are so important. So the spiritual practice, however you choose to do it, is so important. And the psychological work, however you choose to do it. And you can do that through, you know, books and meditations and certainly seeing someone if you want to or have time. But you can even challenge yourself, you know, wait a minute, why am I stuck about this? Or what is this about? And notice if people are giving you feedback. You know, if five people are telling you that you're angry, maybe you're angry and you're not aware of it. So that awareness is how we heal. So anybody out there got any final thoughts? We're probably going to stop a couple minutes early. Anybody got thoughts, feelings, ideas? Linda, are you still there or did Linda hang up? Yeah, it's okay. Christine? Oh, Linda, you're there?
I'm here.
Oh, good, there she is. Okay. I just didn't hear anything from you. Do you have any thoughts or feelings? Or?
No, I just want to say thank you. This is very nice. I've been, I'm starting out my healing practice. And
oh, excellent.
Moving along, and so when she was speaking and not having clients, I'm right at that point now, but
yeah.
My guides are telling me that this is where I'm supposed to be, so.
Excellent. So who were you? Did you have a particular way you studied or a person you studied with?
No, I didn't. It's all on my own. I've just been guided. It's been very sad. I do have a spiritual teacher that works with me. But
great.
I do angelic energy healing.
Wonderful.
And so with the angels, and so I love doing it, and I don't have any clients right now. And
that's okay.
Wanting them.
Well, we're
angels to them.
That's right. We are sending our angels, you know, sending your angels to the right people who want to come and find you, that you're the
thank
perfect
you.
Healer for them. So you're most welcome, and I look forward to, you know, talking to you guys again in whatever aspect. And if, you know, if the four-week thing doesn't feel right now, let's stay in touch. I'll be doing some more free seminars, and I would love to have you all as part of it. And Christine, how are you?
Hello?
Christine?
Yes, I'm here.
Is everything okay? You good? You good over there?
Everything is great. I'm just taking it all in, and I thank you.
You're so welcome, and I'm so glad to connect to all of you. And Peggy, it's great to talk to you again, sweetie, after so long.
I know. We need to talk.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need to connect. We will. Call me, and we'll. You have my phone number. Call me. We'll connect. So, everybody, thank you so much. I send you blessings. I look forward to connecting with you all again. Tweet about it so we can get some more people next time, all right? So, hugs to everybody. All right, guys. I'll talk to you later. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.